Hello there, Dallas, San Antonio, Marfa, Alpine, and all points in between. 33 minutes past the hour here at the Capital City Studios of the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's an axiom of modern politics that winners have to connect with voters. Bill Clinton could feel your pain while the incumbent President Bush glanced at his watch. Anyone remember that one? But connecting with constituents can, on occasion, induce eye-rolling. This occasion, in fact, was a White House reception on the 5th of May.
Buenas tardes. Bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca, su casa también. And happy Cinco de Mayo. I know there are tacos and churros and margaritas.
Okay, we got it, right? It's bad enough when Applebee's does it, Cinco de Mayo no less. But when politicians, or more conspicuously in this election season, when candidates do the whole Spanish language thing, and, well, there's a word for it. Joining us to talk about this magic word and the phenomenon it represents, Shireen Marisol Meraji of NPR's Code Switch Project, which explores the frontiers of race, culture, and ethnicity. Shireen, welcome to The Standard.
Thanks, David.
So, what is the word, and how do you define it?
The word is hispandering. Have you heard it?
I just read about it on Code Switch. It's a great word. What exactly does it mean?
It's a mashup of Hispanic and pandering. And an easy definition, I think, is faking interest in issues important to Latinos, like immigration, or feigning interest in Latino culture. Think mariachis and tacos. And, you know, later on, I think President Obama went to call tequila taquila. In order to, you know, win Latino votes and win dollars from the Latino electorate.
You know, what qualifies as pandering here? Because I'm sure that if you were to talk to a politician, they just say they're just trying to connect with the people that they're speaking with at an event and that sort of thing.
I think it really depends on who's throwing out the hispandering accusation. So a politician could be accused of hispandering from the right if they're softening their stance on border enforcement before a big election. Mm-hmm. They could be accused of hispandering from the left if they promised immigration reform or a pathway to citizenship in a run-up to an election, but then bailed out once they won, you know?
Yeah.
A politician, you know, politicians have been called out for hispandering for making really awkward overtures to the Latino community. Hillary Clinton was called out for calling herself La Hillary and Two Hillary at an event there in San Antonio not too long ago. Uh-huh. People were just like, really, you don't need to speak bad Spanish to be down. But it's totally bipartisan. You know, Donald Trump was also called out for bringing a Latina immigrant on stage at one of his events who yelled into the mic. I don't know if you saw this, but she was like, Hispanics vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump. And, you know, Donald Trump has not spoken kindly about immigrants from Latin America,
yes,
specifically
heard.
Mexico. So yeah. He was called out for hispandering for that. So it varies. It's across the board.
Well, where does this, is this something that I don't think you coined this term, but
no,
I've never heard it before. Where does it come from? Is there any etymology here?
Well, I did a Nexus search, good old Nexus, and it popped up in the early 2000s, 2002, the first time on the World Wide Web. It was Mickey Kouse, political blogger, pioneering political blogger. He was blogging for Slate at the time. And he called a proposal from then Senate Minority Leader, I believe, Dick Gephardt. He was doing a proposal to legalize undocumented workers, and it was before the 2004 election, sort of in preparation for the election, and Mickey Kouse called it a hispandering proposal.
I see.
And so that's the first.
Seems to be the first use of it. But if you're a are we seeing more of it now? Is there any reason to think that this is now sort of kicked into a kind of trend?
Well, it's evolved over the years. So in the beginning, it was anti-immigration reform pundits. It was conservatives who were really lobbying this word at politicians who were taking friendlier stances on immigration right before an election. Mm-hmm. But then it's evolved in the last 10 years. And now Latino political watchers and many who are left-leaning are using it to call out politicians who have made promises around immigration to the Latino community and then bailed out on those promises, or just, you know, go and visit taquerias and wear guayaberas.
Sure.
So you're seeing it used a lot now, and there's a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Hispandering. Anybody can look it up.
And so, of course, yeah, the other part of this, of course, is that, you know, as you mentioned, Hispanic voters have the numbers now to move the needle in next year's election. So we're probably going to see a little bit more of this coming up. Shireen Marisol Meraji is a reporter for NPR's Code Switch. You can read all about it at npr.org. Shireen, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, David.